This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
A hostage release agreement.
We are very much pleased. Innocent civilians will be released.
Getting to grandma's for Thanksgiving.
No matter how you're traveling, there's going to be congestion.
The JFK assassination 60 years ago.
Secret service men standing up in the limousine, armed with submachine guns.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. Israel and Hamas have reached an agreement for the release of several dozen hostages with a ceasefire to begin at 3 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. Now dozens of families are anxiously waiting to learn if their loved ones will be among them. American 3-year-old Abigail Mo Idan is expected to be included. Her great-aunt Liz Hirsch Naftali spoke with CBS Mornings.
Abigail is a 3-year-old hostage. She's turning 4 on Friday. The first group should be children. Abigail is an American Israeli child, and we are hoping and praying that she is in one of the first groups. That's our hope, but we haven't had any confirmation. We haven't seen any lists. And so we are going with the belief that because she's 3 years old and no child should be a hostage, no child should be in this situation, that she will be early in the releasing.
Correspondent Lilia Luciano has details of the agreement from Tel Aviv.
In the deal brokered by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar, an initial 4-day ceasefire, and Hamas must release 50 hostages, all women and children, in exchange for 150 Palestinian women and children detained by Israel. And the initial 50 Israeli hostages to be released will not include adult men, like Lior and Noam Perry's 80-year-old father, Haim, taken from the Near Oz kibbutz.
I'm just thinking about taking someone 80 years old from his house in his pajamas without his glasses and even without sandals.
Though they trust they will see him again, Lear still can't understand or accept how this could have happened.
CBS's MTS Tayyab is in the West Bank.
People we've been speaking to here in Ramallah say they don't want a pause in the violence, but they want an end to the war completely and the release of all Palestinians being held in Israeli jails, not just some women and children. In total, 7,000 Palestinians who are from the occupied West Bank, Gaza, and Israel are being held in Israeli jails. Now, before the October 7th Hamas attacks, that number was 5,000. So there's been a sharp increase in arrests, many under what's known as administrative detention, which means they're held without charge, potentially indefinitely.
Correspondent Margaret Brennan has more on the agreement.
Once the official halt to fighting is underway, Hamas is expected to begin releasing women and children first, at least 3 Americans in this first phase. Hamas could potentially release more civilians. Hamas has an incentive to continue releasing people. The halt to fighting will be rolled over, extended each time. Israel said for every 10 hostages, one more day of ceasefire. And for every hostage they release, Israel will release more Palestinian prisoners.
In this country, AAA says nearly 55 million people are expected to travel 50 or more miles for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It may feel as if all of them are surrounding you. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more on the holiday rush and the weather, which may make your trip longer.
It's not been a holiday trek many drivers will be thankful for, as a major storm dumped heavy rain and wind from Illinois to Georgia and throughout the Northeast.
It was quite slick. Everyone slowed down. There was three tow trucks pulling people out of the ditches.
Today is expected to be the busiest travel day before Thanksgiving, which is why Nathaniel Blevins left for Austin, Texas yesterday.
We are trying to beat the traffic. I mean, Dallas is a monster to drive in.
I'm Darius Radzius at LaGuardia Airport. Don't forget to pack a little patience if you're flying out. Penny Page says she expects planes to be packed.
Just go with it. Go with the flow.
LaGuardia Airport here was already busy.
Because it's Thanksgiving and everybody's traveling.
AAA estimates 4.7 million people nationwide will be flying. One of them is Lucas Corona, heading to Chicago to visit family.
Good food and good times.
A new survey says close to half of the U.S. public thinks the country is spending too much on aid to Ukraine. There's less opposition than a month ago. The Associated Press NORC Center poll comes as Congress weighs sending billions more in federal support to Ukraine.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meet the new boss. It really is the same as the old boss. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Just days after an attempted coup, Sam Altman will return as CEO of OpenAI, the company tweeting that it has an agreement in principle for him to return alongside a new board.
At least three people have been killed. Several others are missing after a landslide in southeast Alaska. Eric Yancey says he rescued several people with his boat, one of them describing what happened.
Started hearing this rumbling, and they just described it as it sounded like maybe a jet was going to be crashing on their house or right next to it. They went running outside.
Emergency officials say the mudslide wrecked at least three homes. It happened 60 years ago today in Dallas.
The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car.
Anyone who was alive that day remembers where and how they heard the news. Much of the country learned about it from CBS's Walter Cronkite.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
The president was taken to Parkland Hospital in Dallas, where ER doctors tried frantically to save him. KRLD reporter L.P. Phillips has their story.
Dr. Charles Baxter was giving flu shots to medical students when he was told the president had been shot and was on his way to the emergency room. Kennedy was wheeled into Trauma Bay 1 on his back, and while doctors saw blood, they thought it was from a throat wound until they turned him over.
He said, my God, the whole side of his head's blown off. He said, it's destroyed. He's dead.
Baxter pronounced Kennedy dead, told Mrs. Kennedy, and was there when she entered the trauma bay.
She kissed his big toe and kissed his navel and took a ring off and put it on his little finger and kissed his lips and then backed off, crying all the time.
Baxter, who died in 2005, said he never doubted they did all they could because they never had a chance. L.P. Phillips for CBS News, Dallas.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
With the days growing ever shorter in Sweden, one city is working to address a common hazard of the winter months, loneliness.
Life in Sweden, it's not all one big ABBA song, not when it's dark 21 out of 24 hours. Energy levels drop. Folks become socially isolated. So the authorities in the town of Luleå have launched a campaign called Say Hey, or Hi in Swedish. Ads are running on buses and online, encouraging residents to give each other that little endorphin kick you get when someone smiles at you and says, hi. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
An AP NORC poll finds about a third of all adults say turkey is the favorite main course for Thanksgiving. 4 in 10 prefer white meat, less than 1 in 3 want dark meat, 1 in 5 simply just don't care. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, November 22nd. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
For more than 2 centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.